channelradio.co.uk.
Good afternoon. This is Who Cares Wins on channelradio.co.uk. Wonderful Monday afternoon. It's me, Angela Bryce Stevenson. And of course, in the studio, in the house, is Jan Mulligan. Yeah! Sorry, I'm getting in the World Cup fever there.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everyone.
Yes, welcome, folks, to another jam-packed, fun and informative radio show all about health and well-being. So what better way to talk about health and well-being than to introduce our lovely, gorgeous looking, dressed wonderfully as and amazingly, Jane Wallace, our image consultant from House of Colour. Good afternoon, Jane.
Good afternoon, Angela.
Ah, so exciting to have you here in the studio to talk about the image and how we look with what we dress, why we don't necessarily have a great good image of ourselves, and lots more, the psychology of colour and all what that's about. So yes, Jane's going to be quizzed, tested, analysed, and also she's going to do the same with us. Jan, are you aware that she may well analyse what we're wearing?
I've got my blinkers on. I'm not fussed.
So how was your week, Jan? Have you been embraced in front of the television?
I have.
Have you?
Fitting reports in around matches. Fortunately, they don't start until 5 o'clock in the evening. That's the reports, not the matches.
Well, you know, might do.
But four football matches in a row. It takes some stamina.
I'm so sorry. I've never been a football fan. I'm so sorry. I know everyone's probably shouting at the radio now and throwing things at it.
And they're probably shouting at me for sitting and watching four in a row.
I just can't. And when I do, I find myself when I watch it, I'm just like, oh, why are you doing that? And why are you sending it back? And why don't you just kick it in the goal?
Do you shout at the television?
I do shout at the television, yes. So it's probably not good for my stress levels.
No, I'm a sport in silence person.
Oh, no, I get really interactive with the telly, so much so that sometimes the telly's like being shook, you know, why are you not kicking it? So, yes, anyway, moving on from this football fever, I was doing more quiet, gentle things. I'd had lovely yoga sessions this week, one of which was on the beach on Saturday morning.
Oh, yes, I saw your tweet.
Oh, it was just delightful. And you're sitting there and you could hear the waves slowly lapping in and the ebbing and flow of the waves. Oh, it was wonderful. So if anyone is interested and lives in the Broadstairs or Ramsgate area, not only do I go to More Than Yoga, who we've had Lucia in the studio from More Than Yoga, who has wonderful classes, but also Abby. And if you want to look up on Facebook, Yoga with Abby, you'll find all the other lovely classes that she does. She does Pilates as well as yoga. Or just come on a Saturday morning, just check her Facebook page, because we don't do yoga in the rain yet.
Rain on the beach, couldn't we? Sounds quite nice.
Yeah, very refreshing anyway. Yeah. So that's made my week very calming, apart from the say when I was watching the television. Let's move on to our very important guest, our VIP guest. We have Jane. I've looked forward to this moment for millions and millions of years, because we've known each other for 2004, I think we met, when we were doing presentations in schools. We were standing up for our sins. We were standing up in front of wonderful school students, trying to get them to consider the impact that they would bring when they went out on their work experience. So do you remember that all those years ago?
I do. Some with some I enjoyed, and some were a little bit testing, I have to say.
They were quite challenging sometimes. So you could have this just imagine this classroom of wonderful students, and you're trying to talk to them. I was doing communications and how to come across when you communicate, and
right,
thinking about if you're having to write a note, a telephone message, for example, if you're doing work experience, and to encourage them not to think of text language as the language of the day. And you could see them all like, yeah, whatever, and they're all on their phones texting each other on mobile phones, not listening to me at all. Anyway, moving on, people are going to listen to you, Jane, now, because you have some marvellous things to talk about. But you are I have a lovely story that I will share partway through this programme about my image consultant appointment, but it wasn't with you, unfortunately, and perhaps it should have been. So Jane, tell me, and for our listeners, you are a House of Colour image consultant, and we'll talk about House of Colour in sort of the grander scheme in a moment. First of all, though, your story, because you haven't been involved, and that's not where you started. You weren't in fashion, you weren't in that industry to start with. You were on a perhaps slightly different path in career.
Yep, that's true. My background's completely different. It's corporate IT.
Yay.
I've been in IT all my life since I was 19. Quite enjoyed it.
Was it IT support or IT development?
It was IT development.
Oh, right. So the real techie staff.
Absolutely.
Sorry, anyone that's support users.
Absolutely. We worked abroad, and then we came back to England. And I had, I'd been to sort of a number of sort of fashion things, quite enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Always been interested in clothes.
Right.
Was a bit of a buyer, I suppose. I do like my shopping, and I still do, I have to say.
She's a girl on the chart there, yeah, out there shopping.
So it was a big birthday, and my husband gave me an envelope, which I thought was, oh, it's going to be a romantic weekend in Paris, or maybe a trip to London and shopping, or New York even. And when I opened it, it was a gift voucher to have my colours done and style done at House of Colour. And I was completely gutted. I thought, you know, how old am I? Does he not think that I know what to wear? So I was quite, what's the word, suspicious. But I went along, it was a present, and it was a complete eye-opener, which I think is what you're going to say about your experience. I think for me, I'd always been dressing for my job. I got married quite early. So my husband had been quite an influence on what I wore, and so was my job, because my job was very corporate. So
yeah, there's a certain expectation, especially in our era, if you like, in corporate life, that there was an expectation, and Jan backs us up on this, that we all are from that same era of expectation of going to, and you were in London, where you're based up in London, so actually that sort of attire, and that's the uniform really that we wore in those days.
I think, you know, we were women trying to, well, I was definitely trying to dress as a man, not as a man, you know, but basically to fit in.
That's another programme, Jane.
it was kind of, it was just, you're in a man's world. And so I think we were trying to sort of imitate their sort of clothing. But when I went, first of all, when I went and had my colours done, I've got dark hair, dark eyes, and I just assumed I should be wearing browns or neutral colours. And I remember to this day, I was wearing a sort of a pale peach top.
Yeah.
And when the girl did my colours, and I should be wearing very bright, vivid colours, I just couldn't believe the difference. And from that moment, I started to change. And my husband said, so you need somebody else to tell you. I've been telling you for years, you know.
That's the case, isn't it? And I'm sure we'll explore that in more depth, that it often is, that it's a bit like when I talk to people about coaching, and it's very hard to coach yourself, and it's also very hard to coach your loved ones. The same here is that actually, yes, your husband can see what suits you. But actually, no, I know better. I know what I need to be wearing.
And the style day, which was, again, that kind of gave me a permission to be myself. I think, you know, as I said, I'd been dressing for my husband, who I really hope is not listening to this programme.
Hello, husband, we love you. Thank you. Thank you for the gift voucher.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he wanted me to be quite classic, quite girly. And as I say, for my work, I'd gone into a very sort of structured way of dressing.
Mm.
And in fact, when I did my star day, they introduced me to, well, A, accepting my body shape, which I wasn't dressing for.
Oh, right.
And also were much more into my personality.
Right.
And it was, you know, like someone had released me and given me this permission to just dress in a different way. Still, I had to be suited and booted for work,
of course,
but I could do it in a different way that allowed my sort of individuality to come out, rather than just look, you know, pinstripe suit, white blouse, which is what I was wearing.
Corporate uniform,
very sort of corporate. I was fine. I sort of went back to work.
Did you give him a big hug when he got home and say thank you for that gift voucher?
I did. We had quite a conversation about also what I spent on clothes, because it's also quite interesting. Because they gave us, like, they said, what should be a budget for your clothes? And I always remember my husband going, will you spend that anyway? So I went, okay, done then. That's what I'm going to spend on clothes. Which was actually, again, quite liberating.
Yeah.
For, you know, because I'd come from somewhere where my husband would say, how much did that cost? And
yeah.
I'd hide things in my boot of my car, and I just didn't do that anymore. So all in all, it was quite a experience.
You weren't one of those people that say, what, this old thing? I've had it for years, dear.
I couldn't quite say that, because it's quite observant, unfortunately.
So you notice the difference, yeah. It's
but
like
I would keep things, you know, and think, I'll just bring them out slowly.
Yeah.
But coat at work, I got, it, what was interesting, people said, have you lost weight? Well, I hadn't. It was because I was wearing clothes that actually suit my body shape.
Fantastic.
Which gives you a tremendous boost.
Yes.
That was fantastic. The colours was interesting. A lot of people found them very bright. So
yeah.
They would, I don't know, I think it took them a time to accept that. And then 3 months or so afterwards, someone said to me, ooh, I like colours you're wearing now than when you first had your colours done. Well, they were the same, but they'd got used to it. Change with people, your husband, your loved ones, can be quite a problem.
It can be a...
We have our pigeonholes, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
People think, oh, Jan, the whatever.
Yeah, you wear these colours, all of a sudden you're wearing red, you know.
Yes. Yeah, it can suddenly make... It's like any change, it's that upheaval, first of all. It's that, oh, that's a bit unknown, what's going on here. But actually then you start to realise that actually, when she's wearing those colours, I feel calmer and maybe I feel that I can approach her more. Because again, it says much more than just about... Oh yes, I need to wear green, pink, yellow, browns.
It's the way you feel. You know, so I just suddenly felt more confident. And if I was doing a big presentation, instead of just merging into the crowd, I would wear a bright colour, which was kind of against what they said with doing talks. You know, you're supposed to not, you don't want people looking at your clothes. But for me, particularly in that sort of environment, which was very male at the time, it gave me a confidence. So it wasn't just, oh yeah, I like the colour. It was actually, I feel quite confident wearing this colour, and it's given, you stand differently. I just felt completely different.
And that's the key thing that I find is working with individuals, that the work I do in coaching them one-on-one about a lot of, you know, health and their sort of nutrition and also their goals and looking at whether it's business or personal life and taking action. But a lot of it is about confidence and self-belief and their own view of themselves, their, what's the word I want? Not self-belief, it'll come back to me, but it's very much about this having a high, you know, high level of me, and I'm good and I can do it, or actually no, I don't feel I'm very good and I think other people are a lot better, and there's that competitive nature. But actually something where akin with your work, actually making people just by dressing differently, how it can change that thought process from, actually, I feel great, I feel more confident. People are saying, have you lost weight? What that does to a woman when someone says to you, you know, have you lost weight? You're like, no, I haven't, but thanks for saying that. Because, great, there's another way of looking and feeling just by something, if you can excuse me by saying, something fairly simple.
Yeah.
Looking at the wardrobe, looking at what we're wearing and the colours. So it really did change your life, because you went from that change in the corporate world, but you then went a little bit further and stepped out of the corporate world.
The firm I was working for had undergone three mergers.
Oh, as they did.
as they did at that time. I'd survived two, but my third one, by that time I was head of IT, really that level of management had gone.
Yes.
And there was a complete reorganisation. And the choice was really to apply possibly for a different job within the firm or take voluntary redundancy. Well, I have to say, by that time, I had just had enough. My parents were getting older. Mm. I wanted to have the time to be with my parents, friends, and not work, and kind of not work full time.
Yeah.
I have to say, so I took voluntary redundancy. I talked to my husband. I had three choices. I could have either gone to work in London, which I really didn't want to do.
Yeah.
I could have gone back to college and done web design.
Oh, yes.
Because that was kind of
that
era.
It was really coming up.
But all the adverts said wanted, you know, bright young thing, and I wasn't a young thing anymore.
Bright, but not bright.
But not young.
That's not what they would class young. Yeah, yeah.
I'd been in touch with House of Colour for quite, you know, all through, since I had my colours done, and I said to my husband, you know, I'd like to give it a go.
Yeah.
I love clothes, I love, because of what it had done for me.
Yeah.
I'd like to give that to other people. It's just such an amazing thing.
That's great.
So, I did actually look at a couple of other image consultancies. I know.
Don't tell House of Colour! Sorry, Jane, it's too late. Sorry. but you chose the best.
I absolutely chose the best. Yeah, yeah. The best training. I was very confident with them. Husband was fantastic. He sort of, you know, backed me. He turned what was a bedroom into a studio.
Oh,
I've got
great.
A studio
yes,
just outside Canterbury because I wanted an area where I would feel professional and
yes.
where people would also feel quite safe
yes.
and that it was their, you know, a nice space to sort yeah. of work with. So I, in May 2002, I went and trained with House of Colour.
Brilliant.
It was 4 weeks training and
yes.
then they sort of, through the year, the first year, heavily supported you.
Yeah.
We work in teams, so
yeah.
again, I mean, I have to say it was traumatic. When I left work, I can remember standing in our local bar and just being in tears, you know, that day,
yeah.
thinking,
what have I done?
But actually, best thing I ever did.
Yeah.
You know, I became my, you know, even more my own person. It was scary, you know, because I'd been used to having a secretary and, you know, someone, all of a sudden I was doing the post, my accounts,
yeah.
marketing.
You're the receptionist, everything,
yeah.
aren't you?
Yeah.
yeah,
absolutely everything.
Yeah.
So, huge change of lifestyle. Also, working with women all the time rather
yes.
than men all the time. It really was a change. And I can remember when my husband was doing the studio, I was thinking, oh, please let somebody come. Please let somebody come. It was really was quite yeah. scary.
Is there a knock at the door?
Yeah, it's quite scary.
Postman, you'll do.
Yeah, anybody. Anybody, just come.
But you didn't need to worry, though, did you? You had them coming
no.
in, and it is still a great success. So, and one thing I just wanted to pick up on, that House of Colour are the people that you trained with, but you are, because House of Colour is international, isn't it?
Yeah,
there's representatives
in,
all yeah, over.
Dubai, Greece.
Wow.
All over all
But
over
your
England.
Area, you cover
I
what?
Cover Ashford, Canterbury. However, at the moment, because there's no one down this sort of area, it's Folkestone, Dover.
Ah.
We work as a Kent team. There are consultants in Maidstone, Tunbridge Wells.
Right.
And they're moving up the country. So there's
right.
about five of us in the team for Kent.
Oh.
And then there's teams all over the country as well.
Brilliant. So people can actually go to houseofcolour.co.uk and they could find their representative, if you like,
yeah.
or their local image consultant.
Yeah,
to
you can
them.
Go on the website and you can just put in where you're looking for
yep.
and it will come up.
Fabulous.
With all the consultants in your area.
Great. And we're going to come back after a bit of music, which you actually have chosen, Jane. And you've chosen something from a wonderful opera, Carmen. Why did you choose this out of interest?
Because this was the first opera I ever saw. My husband had really forced me to go and see it.
The husband theme is here
yeah.
a lot, isn't it, Jan? He's a very important person.
Yes. Who'd have thought that gift voucher would have done what it did? But anyway, we went to see Carmen, I think, at the ENO, and I just thought it was fantastic. And I can remember dancing to this down the street afterwards. I just was completely affected by the music.
Wow.
Just loved it.
Well, Jane, feel free to dance away while we play. There's a little bit of space. She could dance, couldn't she, Jane?
She could.
In aria di me si va a plè. Channelradio.co.uk.
Oh, I wish I had a video camera. You could have, should have seen Jane. She was singing away. I was doing the da-da-da-da in the back, but in the wrong places. But there you go. That's the Who Cares Wins show here on a Monday afternoon with me, Angela Maria Stevenson, the marvellous Jan Mulligan.
Hello.
And, of course, our great guest, Jane Wallace from House of Colour, our marvellous, very informative image consultant who covers Ashford, Canterbury, but also into Dover, Folkestone, Hythe, yep. Romney, yep. Where we're in lovely Romney this afternoon. Okay, Jane, we've had a little sing-along there, so we had a little break. I'd like to come back and go a little bit more in depth, talking about your launch and the great story and husband. He's definitely up on a pedestal getting you to launch that business. Who knows, you say, from a gift voucher to now a new business, is that it's about colours. So how does it actually work? When you say you went and had your colours done, is it very painful? Do they get needles out? How does it work?
Red blood, that's okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think some people feel they do. Yeah.
Because I'm assuming it might be how I experienced a certain level. I mean, I didn't have the whole image thing. I only had the colours. But I'm wondering, you know, whether it's the same or whether I'm, you know, completely in la-la land. So tell us how it works.
Okay, so the colour side of it, as I've got a studio just outside Canterbury, and what we do is we look to see what your natural colouring is. So is it warm? So that's a sort of a yellow not yellow massage, but that's sort of they call it, well, that sounded awful, sorry, a yellow sort of tone to your skin, or is it blue for cool?
Right.
Which might be more pinky, in fact, tone to your skin. So it has to be done in daylight because you need natural light. Mm-hmm. And we have got, I don't know if you've ever heard anything about the colour wheel that was introduced by Johannes Itten.
Not personally, no.
He used to work for the Bauhaus School of Art, and he's created this colour wheel, which has every sort of tone and hue of colour, whether it's warm or cool. You see it everywhere if you buy paint at Home Base.
Same thing.
That's what that is.
I'm learning things every day.
I've got a gardening book that's actually got how to plant your plants. With a sort of a very pared down version of it. But basically what we do is we take, you have no makeup, which might be awful for some people, but it's going back to your natural skin tone. You sit in front of a mirror with me behind you.
Whoa, that must be challenging for some.
I think it is.
Just sitting down in front of a mirror?
I did have one lady who, even when she went to the hairdresser, actually had to have the mirror covered up.
Really?
Which, you know, and she was lovely. Obviously, you know, we're all lovely in all, you know,
we are, in all ways.
So it can be challenging because people aren't used to looking at themselves in the mirror, and some of us don't like what we see. And what happens is people examine, you know, every last sort of blemish if they've got
it's like a microscope, isn't it?
But actually, you know, I find people, not really, if we have any comments that are derogatory about themselves, because it's an asset finding mission. It's about finding.
I like that.
Asset finding.
Asset finding mission. Where's my assets? I've not found my assets and I need to find them. Sorry, Jane. Carry on.
It's about finding what colours really make you look well. So we use different drapes, some warm, some cool, against your skin. Mm-hmm. And you can actually see yourself in the mirror.
Can I just clarify? When you say drapes, I now have an image of this huge, you know, big huge drape that would be in some lounge hall or something. It's only a sort of scarf.
It's a scarf size.
So, oh my god, six drapes on me, I'm so heavy. So yeah, it's a scarf size.
A scarf, which is, they've been sort of, the word is precision dyed, but basically they've got the right tones and hues, and we compare one against the other. So does it, you know, give you an even skin tone, or does it make you look a bit tired, or does it, and when tired it could be it drains all the colour from your face and you get left, you know, maybe it's like white or dark under your eyes. So if someone says to you you're looking tired and you think I look fine, could be the colour you're
wearing. I feel fine, exactly, but it could be just the colour.
Amazing. Once we found whether you're warm or cool, we then look to see whether you should be soft or bright, because some people can take very bright colours and have a very contrasting look. Others, it would mean the colour completely overtakes them if they were saying very bright.
Yes.
So should you wear bright or soft? Once we've got there, we then go through every colour. There's 36 colours.
Wow.
We have four spectrums, 36 colours in each spectrum. You should wear them. Because not everybody, again, in a spectrum, will actually look good in every single colour.
No.
So the spectrums, we give them seasonal tags. So winter is cool, quite contrasting. Autumn is warm, soft, and it's a great for putting, blending colours together.
Okay.
Spring is bright, alive, like daffodils and crocuses.
Why are you looking at me, Jane?
I don't wonder why I'm looking at you. And summer, again, is soft, sweet peas and anemones. And within that, people look good in some colours and don't look so great in the others. So at the end of the day, you know what colours suit you, what are best and why, how much you should wear of them. You get a little wallet with all your colours in so you can go shopping with them. And you also get a little booklet which tells you how to put the colours together. Because if they are kind of different to what you normally wear, it can be very hard to know, this is completely different. What do I
it's a whole learning experience, isn't it? If I could speak properly today. I have to have travel on a Monday, Jan, don't I?
One of the things timing,
is that I recall I had the very similar, but it was a lady that was actually, I was one of her guinea pigs while she was being trained up. And so she did the scarf. And I must admit, I was very sceptical about it. Me not wearing any makeup, not being into sort of any girly things, very much a tomboy childhood, and still am. And so it was like, yeah, I'll help you out. But, you know, whatever, just chuck the scarves on and go through your motions and so you can tick your box. But actually, when she was doing it and you explain about how you compare, she put a white on and then she put a cream on and she'd do these compare the market. or any other reputable assurance search engine. So she actually would then show me in front of the mirror, and I was really expecting, but yeah, she'll be looking for things, but I won't see anything of you. But I was, as you said, that a real aha moment of, oh my goodness, this really does show a difference in when you put that under my chin and draped that across my shoulders, I look like I'm a corpse. And when you put the other one, I magically, with no change to makeup or anything at all and no lighting, I had this complete change in my face and the colours. So I was hooked and I was a convert after that in the sense of this whole colour. But it is important to understand, and you did mention this guy, this Johannes Itten.
Yeah.
And it was something I pulled out actually in my little research here. Not, I'm testing you, Jane, don't panic. That's something he actually identified this from, a lot of work from people that looked at colour and identified about sort of the original primary colours, the four primary colours. And something I've got here that he said, the use of colours to describe our emotions, green with envy, seeing red, feeling blue, gives us an idea of its abstract force. And he saw that reactions to colours as either aesthetic, emotional or symbolic. But there's something here about it also in the advent of colour in film and television industry, and how Robert Dorr, who was an artist who knew of these theories from Johannes Itten, talked about how he noticed an actress on one day could look fab and look wonderful, and the next day could look older, tired. And again, he noticed that it was the effect on the colours on her skin. So this whole important aspect of why. So it's not just, oh yes, you should wear blue, you should wear pink, you should be autumn, spring, winter. It's that why. That's the key, is it? Is it not?
It is. It is that the colour. It's not just, yeah, someone walk into room and say, okay, you look great in pink.
Yeah.
It's not that. It's actually how it makes you look, but also how it makes you feel. And I know that daytime, not that I have time to watch daytime television, of course not, but if you ever watch the maudling life insurance ads, they quite often, when everything's gone bad, everybody is dressed in black. And then when things are okay, because everything's sorted out, they then have bright pink. So they're using colour.
Fascinating.
To lift.
Yes, yeah.
And if you watch some of the hospital dramas, they will put people in really awful colours.
To drain them. Yeah.
And it's also that, how do you feel about yourself when you're in a colour? You might not realise it's the reason.
Yes.
But it's how do you feel about that colour when you're wearing it. There's also loads of the psychology of why we don't, why we're drawn to certain colours. You know,
really?
They say if you've got very young children, before they have peer pressure, and you ask them what colours they like, they would choose a colour that suits them. But as we grow up, we have all sorts of influences.
Yes,
so
we do.
It's people in our lives. I know, although I am wearing a little bit of green today, I don't wear a lot of green, and I know it's because it was my school uniform. I had a bottle green.
Jan's nodding away there, yes? Yeah, green.
Navy blue. I left school, didn't wear navy blue for years.
Bottle green, crimply.
May I say, listener? Jammed in a shade of blue
shade
today.
Of blue.
Yes.
I know, I was just thinking.
Yeah, 4 years, it should come back now.
I know, and I'm wearing green today. Yeah, it's just amazing. Yeah, I didn't wear green. It was crimpling. I was quite a large girl at school. So if anyone out there knows what crimpling looks like, it just sits on you.
Oh.
I can also remember, awful thing, I had a best friend at school who was quite slim, and we looked, you know how you dress the same as your friend, long dark hair, etc. And I can always remember the teacher going, oh, you're the fat one.
Oh no.
How awful is that? So it
sticks with you.
Sticks in my head.
It does.
So green, I even do have a little bit of trouble with green now. I put it on. It does suit me, but I take it off again.
Do you feel fat?
I don't think I feel fat. There's just something in my head that says,
yeah,
I don't like myself in it.
Yeah.
And as we grow up, you know, all sorts of things like that happen. Or someone will say to you, oh, I don't like you in that colour. Actually, it might be they don't like that colour.
Yes.
And then once someone said it to you, you think, I'm never wearing that colour again. Ever, ever, ever.
Yeah.
And, you know, people in our lives, you know, our loved ones.
Yeah. Can they mean well.
They do mean well. But it can put, it just puts things in your head. And
yes.
I think as we grow up, it becomes more and more difficult.
Indeed.
And you don't realise you've got these hooks.
Indeed.
I suppose, as you say, it's your psychology of colour, but it's their psychology of colour as well.
Indeed.
So when they say to you, that colour doesn't look good on you, it's coming from their thoughts and their history and their influences.
Yeah. I can remember having two ladies of colour, and one of them was an autumn and one of them was a summer. So we've got a warm, soft and a cool, soft. And when I was doing the test drapes on the cool, soft, every time I went anywhere near orange, she actually closed her eyes.
Oh, bless.
She was so affected by the colour. So something must have happened, you know.
In relation to
orange. Relationship.
Yeah. And that's interesting because, again, it's this whole, the health and wellbeing aspect, it's, you know, I'm so passionate about it, that people don't realise that's it. And I'm sorry to come back with that word, but it's such a simplistic thing as a colour, a piece of clothing, can have a huge impact on how you feel, how you come across, how you then act, how you behave, what your thoughts are.
Mm-hmm.
It just has this real skittle effect, doesn't it? And yet, coming to see someone like you, Jane, can within, how long would the session take? How long would it last?
We do tend to do it in, I'll use the word groups, but it's small groups, a colour session,
mm-hmm.
I do anything up to four people together.
Yep.
Mostly in twos and threes, I have to say. Two people, it's half a day.
Cool.
Good lunch.
Yeah. And lunch. She didn't mention food. I missed that bit, Jack.
Just the hook.
Yeah. I should have said a light lunch.
That's fantastic, because it is that, you know, coming to see someone like you, that half a day, you know, there's a huge investment. Some people would think, yeah, actually, it's a great investment. Just half a day. And you're changing not just what you're wearing. And that's, I think, the key thing for me, that I'm so passionate to share that with our listeners and beyond, that it's not just about changing what you wear or the colours you wear. It's affecting so much more. And that's the brilliance of things that you're doing for people, which is great.
I mean, it never, even after all this time, it never failed. Even on myself, I can sort of get dressed. And I think, oh, like today, actually, before I came out, I was dressed, but I had a really old pair of slippers on.
The faithfuls.
Yeah, they're comfortable.
Yeah.
But when I actually changed my shoes and put them, which are just flats, but they've got a little bit of sparkle on them,
yeah.
It changed, A, the way I look, but also the way I felt.
Yes.
And it never ceases to amaze me. You know, some people say, well, that's a bit shallow, but it's not. It's just that feeling.
It is the feeling
that you get. I feel quite good now.
Now, talking of feelings, because I need to play this piece of music, because it was another request by you, Jane Wallace, just after now, live on air, admit this, that we have, in a moment, Paradise by the Dashboard Light. So talking about light and colour, by Meatloaf, who is one of my all-time favourites anyway. So well done, your bonus points. But there is a slight reason behind this piece of music. It drums up some memories for you, does it not?
But
you're willing to share.
Well, they're rather alcoholic memories, I have to say. Two things. I was in this, when this record came out, which was 77.
So you were only a little baby.
I was only a tiny baby. But actually, it must have been slightly after. We were in Holland working, and they used to play this, and I used to sing along, as groups of us used to sing this.
Yes.
But also, I would think, we have a House of Colour conference twice a year.
Oh, right.
And we had a DJ, we had a little bit of a dance, and he was asking for requests, and I asked if he would play this one, having had a little bit too much wine. And then he said, would you like to sing it with me? So I thought, okay. Or mime it with me, sorry, our friend. So off we started, me forgetting that it is 8 minutes long.
I have shortened it for today.
And actually, by the end of it, there was just no one left on the dance floor. So it was really, really embarrassing.
Well, as well as maybe the embarrassing moment, it will bring back some of those other cherished moments of how you felt and the confidence you had to stand up and sing. Enjoy. Well, I remember every little thing as if it happened only yesterday. Parking by the lake and there was not another car in sight. And I never had a girl looking any better than you did. And all the kids at school, they were wishing they were me that night. And now our bodies are hooked so close and tight. And now the flesh goes through, and now the flesh goes right.
Radio.co.uk.
And we are all dressed, and it's Who Cares Wins on channelradio.co.uk with our brilliant guest Jane Wallace talking about image, colours, style, how we need to be attiring ourselves so that it's not about what people say to us, which is great feedback, but it's also about how we feel when we're actually wearing the better colours and the image that also we consider. As you say, we often cover our image up, don't we, Jane, which is probably another show completely. Jan, we were talking over the break there that it's also important, you mentioned this palette of colours that, Jane, we can take to a shop experience.
Yep.
We go out maybe with our friends and buddies now, we think, oh yes, I know what to wear, I know what colours to look for. But Jan, you were saying,
Well, I've been shopping because I've got a wedding coming up, not my own.
Ooh,
going to
a wedding. I kept that quiet.
So I haven't had my colours done, but had in mind what I wanted to get. And, of course, the shops have decided that none of my chosen colours are in fashion this year.
Yes.
Does that happen to somebody if you do their colours for them? So they go all fired up, ready to go,
Can't find any of those colours.
That does happen. We as House of Colour do link up with some people who do colours all year round and are not particularly worried about what the trend is, which is good.
Yes.
But I would say to people, I know it's hard, that if your colours are not in the shops, you don't buy them.
Mm.
It is hard because people want to buy something.
Yeah.
But it's just, I mean, part of this is also about getting a wardrobe that works for you so that your clothes go together, so the colours tone together and go together. So if you start buying something that's completely out of your spectrum, you could have to buy a whole load of other things to go with it.
I'd say it's very hard.
But
we get there eventually.
Be strong. Be patient.
And one thing, I know that we are fast running out of time, and there's a few things I would like to our listeners to be aware from your fountain of knowledge that you've got, Jane, is that you mentioned about colours, but also you don't just do the colours, you're talking about image as well. So it's about you were saying something about clothes for your wrong body shape.
Yep.
And you were saying earlier when we were chatting in the green room before we went live that people often wear clothes that cover up what they think are their bad points, but you're saying that they also are covering up their assets, the good points.
Yeah, I think, you know, if you ask any woman particularly, what do you see in the mirror, they're always going to tell you their bad points.
Mm.
And most of us dress for our bad points.
Right.
And if for me, when I went and had my style done, I'm very broad shouldered. I definitely go in and out, and I just saw myself.
I go in and out, but it's not always in the right way.
well, it's just my point, you see. It'll be the right way.
help me.
So I would wear things that covered my hips. I was really conscious of my hips.
Mm.
What that did was hide, because I'm broad-shouldered, turned me into a box. And I lost my waist. And they were saying to me that I should show my waist, which I'd never done before. So when I say show my waist, I don't mean show
crop
my
tops.
Waist. No, not crop tops.
I'm coming on to age in a moment.
But actually things that go in and out, or, you know, wear a straight skirt, which I never did. And that's what I changed.
Oh.
And that's when people started to say to me, oh, you've lost weight. I see people, because I do a style day, which, as you say, is another...
Yeah, it's another show completely.
Another show.
Yeah.
But people, you know, when we have style day, we look at body shape, which is your bones, not how big you are.
Yeah.
And when they sometimes take off a jumper they're wearing, I am amazed how much slimmer they look or smaller, because...
You don't, can I interrupt you? You don't do the, there was a particular TV show with the two particular ladies that I won't mention, but they did this, you had to get undressed to your underwear in front of, you know, a 360.
No.
You don't do that?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
That would frighten me.
No. You do have to somehow...
We'd probably frighten most of Kent, actually.
Yeah. I mean, like, we do obviously look at your body shape, so it's about not wearing something really baggy.
Yeah.
But
so no. Like a vest, you know, a t-shirt.
Yeah, t-shirt, leggings or whatever.
Cool.
But it is the fact that most women are very critical of themselves. And, you know, I've seen ladies with most beautiful blue eyes or something, and I say, what do you see in the mirror? And they go, oh, my stomach. I just want to shake them because they are beautiful.
Yes.
And it's about making the most of those assets, your good points, and using, I don't know if we're going to talk about it, but accessories, you can use a necklace if you don't want people looking at your hips.
Yeah.
Wear a beautiful necklace or a beautiful scarf.
That says, look here.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Higher. Lower.
And actually, where most people look when they're talking to you is your face.
It is.
So wearing a beautiful colour.
Unless you had my ex-boss many years ago, unfortunately, would only ever look at a woman at one particular place, and it's very off-putting. I ended up sort of trying to lean down and say, hello, I'm down here. But yes, most people tend to look at your face when you're talking. Can I talk, before we disappear off air, that one of the other things that's very... it's catching me up fast and furious, and I had a big shock yesterday that I realised I'm 4 years older than I thought I was, which is a bit scary. I had this huge, it was my 16, my niece was 16 yesterday, so we chat, and I said, yes. And my sister very kindly said, no, you're 4 years older than that, so thank you very much. I'm now nearing an older stage of life. Does it have an effect about when we reach a certain age that, oh yes, you know, colours are now for the younger generation, dear, and we shouldn't really be doing any of this work, Jane? Or is that
beige.
Complete rubbish? Yeah, beige.
Oh, that's what makes me want to scream when I hear that. No, you know, I think some people think when they get to whatever, 40, 50, they've got
Let's pick 50 because it's quite topical in the sense, no, don't panic, that it's topical. A lot of people hit 50 and they do certain things and they're like, well, I'm going to do a bungee jump or I'm going to leap out of an aeroplane. So 50s, you know, a very topical age at the moment.
Some people do suit beige and neutral colours. A lot of us don't. I'm one of them. Still wear your, you know, colour can make you look so different. There are no rules, really. It's about dressing for who you are, for your style. Some people could get away with wearing younger stuff than other people. But actually, you don't have to cut your hair when you reach 50. You don't have to not wear colours. My mum is, she was 83 last Friday.
Oh, happy birthday, Mum.
And she, you know, people come out to the street and say, I love your coat. She still wears purple. She wears, we bought a fuchsia pink top while she was down here. Oh. And she looks fantastic.
Yeah.
So just go with it.
I bet she probably surprises people when they do perhaps find out her age, that they're perhaps, you know, inverted commas, shocked that, oh, really? 83? Yeah. I thought you were only 53.
Don't let people say to you, you can't wear that colour because you're whatever age.
And one other thing I wanted, because it's a pet hobby of mine, is about makeup. And this whole thing that people... you don't do it, Jane, which is why I love you lots. A lot of people I come across with image consultancy and style, all about... this, you must wear makeup, you know, and I don't wear makeup, so I have this whole rebellious task of, well, obviously I don't fit the mold, and they're probably looking at me thinking, oh my goodness, she just goes against all the rules and she should be shot. This makeup thing, you know, I used to see people that would say, I can't go out the house unless I've got my makeup on.
There are people like that.
I know.
There are people, dare I say, who don't wear makeup, who probably should wear makeup, because it will...
She's looking at me!
I'm not looking at you!
She's closed her eyes now. I'm a person wearing makeup, and it's very, very well applied and very suited, but it's not me and it's not Andrew.
No. I think lots of us get into ruts with makeup, so we don't wear makeup, so it's going to take too long, or I don't like looking over made up. Mm. You don't have... Honestly, my makeup, 5 minutes this morning... It's just a habit, and it's just very, quite neutral.
Yes.
I'm not a terrific makeup person, but I would never go out without my lipstick.
Yeah.
When my mum was in hospital, she put her lipstick on, and people said, fab.
Oh.
Other people look much better with a more neutral look. Again, it goes to what you're like, and some people can break the mould, Angela.
Okay, I'll fit in that box. Break the mould. That will suit me, Jane. Thank you very much. Now, before we disappear, very key things I noted that you have some events coming up, one of which is linked to our guest next week. You've got some events going on.
I have got a bra fitting with Sarah from Bra Sense. It's at my studio just outside Canterbury on the 5th of July. It is appointment only.
Of course. Don't just rock up.
No. So we're going to do some, where they can contact me.
Yes, we'll get your contact details after this.
She is fantastic. You can bring with you a top, you know, especially as it's summer now, bring with a top that you might need a special bra with, or if you've got problems with getting fitted, she is fantastic.
And she is on our show next week, listener, so if you want to know a little bit more about the amazing transformations with apparently thinking about our underwear, so not just the overwear,
that can also give you a, you know, it's amazing.
And we haven't talked about men much either, which is a shame, because men are just as important as women in the style, and I think the younger generation are becoming a bit more conscious about that, aren't they?
They are. I think the older generations still tend to get all their clothes from presents, and that does cause a problem.
Sure. So yes, your other events.
Yep. I'm doing a free introduction to colour and style coffee morning again at my studio.
I like that word, free. Complimentary.
It's free. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's honestly, I'm not pushy at all. It's just my only way of showing you how it works. I've got here 10 to 12. I'm probably going to do another one in the evening for people who are at work on that day.
So that's Monday the 14th of July.
Yep. And then lastly, I belong to an organisation called East Kent Women in Business.
Yes, of course.
And I'm doing on the 16th of October, so a long way ahead.
Okay, we can mention that again.
A coffee morning. And I'm going to talk about first impressions. So, yeah, what people, you know, if, particularly if you're going for an interview or for that group, we're a lot of sole traders, yes. How you represent your business. Because they say, you know, within the first, whatever it is, 90 seconds, people have decided in a business environment or an interview.
She's a rebel, we don't want her.
exactly.
What happened to makeup? No.
Yeah. So contact details, very important. If people want to come along either on the 5th of July, the 14th of July, and maybe the 16th of October, the Women in Business we'll talk about separately because that is a separate website too. Yeah. But your contact details, Jane, we can get hold of you on the website, can't we? Because House of Colour have got their own site, and if they did a search for their area, you may come up, Canterbury, Ashford, etc. But you do have a House of Colour page, don't you?
I do, and that is, I'm just looking at that now.
Oh, I've got it here, houseofcolour.co.uk, and then / your name, which is Jane with a J-A-N-E.
Yep, that's it.
Wallace, W-A-L-L-A-C-E. Yep. So houseofcolour.co.uk / Jane Wallace. You also can be contacted as an email address.
Yep, that's J Wallace, and I'm A-C-E, yep. Wallace, as in William, at houseofcolour.co.uk.
So they can email you and follow up with maybe what they've heard you talk about today or some other questions they may have for you, or to come along and see you and be transformed in not just what you wear, but how you think. You also have a Facebook page, what we've interacted with, and I know that you do actively use that Facebook page and post up things you find useful, helpful information from, you know, your research.
Yep. That's obviously www.facebook.com/ Jane Wallace House of Colour.
Brilliant.
But if you sort of on there, if you look for House of Colour, Ashford, Canterbury,
you'll come up.
It'll come up.
And we've got you linked on Who Cares Wins Facebook page. So again, if you can't find it, go to Who Cares Wins. You'll have seen, if you go down our timeline, we will have shared something from Jane's page, or we'll have tagged her in the photo that we will put up later on after the show. Time-wise, we are whizzing by. We've got about 4 minutes, Jan, to probably squeeze in everything else that we normally talk about. But before I do, the important part is to thank you, Jane, for coming down to the studio and really just scratching the surface on colour and image and style and this importance and the psychology part of it. Because it is really a whole sort of chapters and chapters and chapters of information. And so thank you very much for sharing. And some top tips, which I'm going to pick up just before we disappear. I know you have a few that you're going to share with our listeners. Jan, any important highlights of events, things we need to mention before we go off air?
Just the big awareness month. This month is Motor Neuron Awareness Month,
yes,
MND Association.
June.
Some fun things to do is Adult Learners Week.
Yes, yeah, have a look on their website.
It's Bike Week. I like that. Get on your pedals. Have a cycle.
Not motorbike.
Not motorbike, no. Pedal power, exercise.
Okay.
National Falls Week, so don't fall off your bike, but equally don't fall off your feet.
Yes.
Food Safety Week.
And Food Safety, all that thing about don't wash.
Chicken, wasn't it?
Raw chicken, yes. Apparently it's the splashes that could then send the Germans everywhere.
Germans?
Okay, next week, as we did mention, we have the lovely Sarah O'Regan from Bra Sense. She is going to be calling into the studio all the way from the Midlands.
Leicester.
So she's going to be calling in, but she is going to be down at that workshop with Jane on the 5th of July. So again, you'll hear it mentioned again next week. So if you haven't got booked, I think it would be a great chance. If I was around, unfortunately I'm not on a retreat day that day, I would be there because I definitely need an overhaul as I'm nearing that age we were perhaps talking about earlier. And so next week, next week we'll be having her on the show to talk about that in more depth. By all means, have a look at our Facebook page for all of the other events that we've got here that we're running out of time to talk about, because I noticed that Frances Beaumont the other lady that was in my head and now has gone, Sophrology.
Florence.
Not even linked. Well, it's an F, isn't it? I suppose, yeah. Lovely Florence, who was on our show last year. There was an email came out, newsletter, and there's an event in there, which I'll post on Facebook, that she's doing. And also Divas on Wheels with Pilgrim's Hospice. They've got that going again this year, which is the 6th of July, so the day after your image workshop. Marvellous. Oh, I need to go and lie down now. So we're going to play out with True Colours.
Yay.
I like that, Jane. And we will all be here next Monday with more fun and frivolity and information. In the meantime, have a great week. It's bye from me.
Bye from me. Good week, everyone.
And thanks so much, Jane.
Thank you for having me.
A top tip before you go, if I may.
if you're looking at yourself in something and you're saying to yourself, it'll do, walk away.
Yeah. Have a good week.